Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. I'm your host, Miss V, the toy lady out of the D, and I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OK seat. What's up, Greg? I'm a little tongue-tied.
Hey, I'm doing awesome. It's actually been a decent day, not bad, even though I didn't get to go fishing, but it was still a good day.
What happened that you didn't get a chance to go fishing?
Well, my daughter, she kind of didn't feel good last night. And it's like, yeah, all right, I'll go ahead and go without you. And then when I got up at 5:30, and it's like, okay, let me check my emails. No, I'm going back to bed. So, I've got actually two new baits I wanted to try, but it's like, oh, sleep is better. Went back to sleep.
Well, you know what? Sometimes it be like that. Not even going to say that it don't. But I want to start off with, I'm going to try to be serious with this because it's a serious topic. The Commander-in-Chief and the First Lady have COVID-19, and I do hope for them to have a speedy recovery.
Right.
I'm going to say something that's not popular to go with this. And I really don't care who understands this. I don't wish ill on anyone, but a joke has been made about COVID-19, even as recently as this past Tuesday. And I hope and pray that this happening to the commander, that he realizes that this is serious. Do I think that he will? No, because as recently as less than 5 hours ago, he fucking went for a damn photo shoot, you know, and exposed the damn Secret Service to this shit. Am I the only person who really thinks this shit is serious? Because when you do a photo op to go wave at your fucking damn supporters, and you're contagious, when everybody else has to self-isolate. The NFL is self-isolating, okay? Will somebody explain to me why, after going to the air, first of all, we paid for him to be airlifted to the fucking hospital. Nobody I know goes to the fucking hospital says, hey, I think while I'm in the hospital, I'm going to go for a joyride and go back in the hospital. Okay, that just don't happen. Let's keep it real. But maybe it's me.
Oh,
so, Greg, I'm going to let you have your opinion on this one because I feel very strongly about this. So I really want to know how you feel because I know you and I see things differently a lot. I want to hear somebody else's opinion because I'm really... as serious as this is, I'm still upset.
Okay. N- Now,
no, dang it. Okay.
No,
I heard such a long pause. I was like, uh-oh, what?
Well, no, I'm waiting on you to say something else. Now, what I'm going to ask you is, why are you upset over his time in isolation now compared to disease, virus, or what? Yes, the American people are paying for this, but thing is, even though you are in a federal job, I bet you your insurance is cheaper than what I pay. Being a international company privately paid by me and my employer.
What I'm upset about is because COVID-19 is a serious disease. And
yes,
the CDC has said you self-isolate. They also say that when you go, you know, most people go to the hospital. I don't care what you go to the hospital for. You know, let's take COVID-19 out of this. When you go to the hospital, doctors don't give you, let's rephrase that. Let me rewind a little bit. When you go to the hospital for a medical reason outside of psychiatric care that is self-administered, because I know people say, well, people do get to up and leave. Okay, whenever you go to the hospital, you got an option of saying, I'm going to leave. What you don't get the option of is coming and going like you're at the damn party store, okay? When you're
correct
in the hospital,
correct,
you're in the hospital. You don't, and when you are highly contagious, you shouldn't be exposing anybody to anything unnecessarily. The Secret Service, which the American people pay for, you, I, and every other taxpayer, pay for this. These are adults. These are grown people. And when it comes down to Commander-in-Chief, they don't have the option to say no. So I want people to understand this. These people are almost like the military. You do what you're told. You don't get the option to say, hey, I understand that's wrong. I ain't going to do it. That's just not how that goes. So when
right
the commander says that, hey, I want to go wave at my doggone constituents or supporters of whoever they are, as much as you should be saying no, it's just not a wise idea, and you can't say no, okay? So what I'm upset about is that now you have exposed two additional people and possibly more, even though they were supposedly in 95 masks. You know, and the reason I say supposedly before anybody says, well, they were. No, we don't know if those were N95. There are a lot of masks out there that look like they're N95, but they aren't. So I'm saying supposedly because I don't know for sure that those were N95 masks. Even if they
correct
were N95 masks, you still have the potential of exposing. These are not doctors. They were in. They were covered in hospital gowns on top of their suits. So when you sit here and you, after you have done a video talking about how serious this is and how you're learning, you haven't learned anything because those people outside of Walter Reed are there because they, one, want you to get better, two, they're your supporters, three, because some people are just flocked to any damn thing. I'm just going to keep it real, and you and I know there are some people. And I'm going to say this, not trying to be funny, but I know being in the South, it is more popular in the South than it is here, but I've noticed it here too. There are some people, just like a fucking funeral, every time you turn around, they going to a funeral. They ain't got to know the dead person, but they going to a funeral and be like, what you doing? Oh, I'm going to this funeral. Who is it? Oh, a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend. They just see it in the paper. They just go to the funeral. That's what some people do. So when I say that those people are there, just because there are some people who, just like people go to funerals just because, there are people who go to rallies and stuff just because. Not because they're a supporter, not because they really care, but that's just what they do is, you know, that's like their hobby. Hey, I think there's a bunch of people. Let me go out there with a bunch of people. Again, I'm not mocking funerals, but I notice it. Living down south a lot, but there are people up here, and I think it's a certain age group. I think, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm so glad that you and I haven't. Well, you at least you haven't said that you do it. I know I don't do it, but it's like once people hit 40, all of a sudden they have funerals all the time, and I noticed that with quite a few people, and they ain't got to know who it is, and it always seems to be that person who don't have a job. I'm serious. It's this person who you ain't never known to work before they turn 40, and all of a sudden they turn 40 and people dying, and they always at a funeral. And he was like, damn, you know that many people? And I swear, I think that they sit and look through the newspaper and say, ooh, this person passed away. I could get to that funeral. I'm going to that funeral. First of all, I don't want to go to my damn relatives' funerals. I know that I have to go. Well, let's rephrase that. I know I should go. I ain't going to say I have to go because I don't have to go nowhere.
Right.
But I ain't doing it. But back to what I was saying, that's why I'm upset, because with COVID-19, it's just too contagious. And like I said, I don't wish ill will on anybody, but I really thought that this, you know what, let me keep it real. I was hoping for some compassion. You know how, which one is this? Is it the cow? Who needs a heart or courage? One of them, you know, maybe we could create a new character for the Wizard of Oz. But, you know, I was just hoping for a little bit of compassion. And Saturday Night Live hit it on the nose last night. For anybody who watched it, they said that if this were the opposite and that it was Joe Biden that was in the hospital, he would be on the campaign trail making jokes, talking about how stupid he was and in the hospital. And I really do believe that, because he's making a mockery of it right now. You know, there's no seriousness, in my opinion, even though he's saying it. I don't believe that he's serious. I really don't think he's learned. I don't think he understands. And that's pathetic. I'm just being honest, it's pathetic that a 74-year-old man still don't get it. This disease is serious. And, God, I don't even know what else to say, Greg. I'm highly upset and disappointed.
I mean, some things I can agree with on that. He left the hospital, but did he go back? But was he, you know, leaving today to wave at supporters or making a victory run? Don't know. I have not seen enough about that to make more than the comment I just made.
He didn't roll the window down. He waved and he went back. And they said it was unexpected. They was like, nobody knew this was going to happen. There was no press release or anything. So he made the decision to hop in a bulletproof sealed car. So we're not talking about, we're not talking about hopping in the drop top Mustang, you know.
No,
but,
I saw the video, but that's why,
but,
I mean, I wasn't able to listen.
It was him going out there to let the people who were out there supporting him. It was almost like, hey, I'm holding on. It was, I'm still in charge. Well, you tweet enough. We still know you in charge, okay? But again, regardless of what the reason, you have COVID-19. Everybody who has COVID-19, once they are diagnosed with it, and I know a person personally, I know one person who's passed away personally, but I know quite a few people who have been exposed, and that exposure says you have to self-isolate for 14 days. That does not mean
right.
go to the grocery store. It doesn't mean go hang out. It means stay in your home or wherever you are. When he
right,
was
right.
transported from the White House to the hospital, that did not mean hop in the damn car and do a fucking victory lap or whatever he was doing. I don't care what the reason was. He was not being transported back to the White House. He did it for purely selfish, unsafe reasons. Even though that crowd was exposed, you had two people, Secret Service, that were exposed. That was uncalled for, and it was selfish.
Well, I'll put it this way. Now, all right, now, look back now, Miss V. Did our president back during World War II, you know who I'm talking about?
No, I actually don't. So you got...
I'm wanting to say Dwight D. Eisenhower, but I don't think that's the one. He was the only president elected four times, four terms. That's when Congress and the Senate voted no president will ever serve more than two terms.
It might have been a Roosevelt, because we had two different Roosevelts in the office. I think it was one of the Roosevelts.
Right.
But again, I'm not sure, because that was, as much as I'm a political science buff and a little bit of a history buff, I ain't gonna quote on that one because I don't know for sure. And I actually don't. I think I know what you're talking about right now, but again,
I'll put
it
this way.
So.
We will say Roosevelt, our president, during the attack on Pearl Harbor. At the beginning of his term, back in the 30s, it was a new America vote type deal, or a new deal to rebuild the United States to bring us out of the Depression. Now, the thing is, that was his first, maybe second term. Third term was when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor. Now, this president suffering and going through a disease which took him from us, would it not be the same as what happened to him back in those days, where the media played it off and said, hey, yeah, he's not getting out of that vehicle. Guess what? Yeah, Roosevelt is, because he has got a disease. And it is something to do with the bone. Or no, I'm right there. Can't think of it.
That's not a disease.
Yeah, trust me, I know. Oh, it's similar. I want to say leukemia, but that's not it. It's something else. I can't think of it. But it was deadly for Roosevelt. So now, same thing. People are looking at the COVID-19 and going, oh, no, that's whatever. Thing is, if the president is going to die, I'll put it this way. He is trying to rally the people by getting out and giving thumbs up, going, hey, we're going to win. We're going to get better. We're going to do this. Same thing Roosevelt did back in the 40s.
I don't think the president is going to die. I think that this is him, Grant.
I don't think he's going to die either.
You know, and when I say that I think that this was more grandstanding on his part, I mean, this is a individual who, along with Joe Biden on Tuesday, made a mockery of debates. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it was him, because neither one of them, I mean, that damn debate was fucking a joke. I mean, if I can, I really
that
feel like
was,
doing a fucking damn Brewster's. I feel like doing a damn Brewster's Millions on this shit. I mean, if I could get the whole damn country to do fucking Brewster's Millions, I would, because shit was ridiculous. Neither one of them made me want to, you know, I didn't, you know, for the people who say, oh, well, he was right. First of all, neither one of them were right. I wanted some answers to a lot of stuff. And guess what?
Yeah.
The shit was a fucking shit show. That's exactly what
it was.
You know, for anybody who sits there and say, oh, well, he did this and Biden did this. You know, for people who say Biden won or he won. Guess what? There were no fucking winners because it was a fucking shit show. The shit was crazy.
It was fucked up.
You know, I'm not
going to
sit here and put my damn politics out there and say, oh, well, this person won. No, I didn't think there was no fucking winners. I thought that shit was the most fucking embarrassing thing in the world. And I kid you not, I started looking at fucking getting dual citizenship in another damn country, because that's how much of a shit show this is. And I've never considered looking at moving to another country, but I have literally looked at getting dual citizenship in another fucking country because I want someplace to go when I get tired of this shit. And I don't want to go visit. I want to fucking be able to go live there. So I have actually started looking, and that's something that I never thought. And I'm saying this because I want y'all to understand how serious this shit is. I never thought that I would look and say, hey, let me look at going to get citizenship in another country. But that shit, I was like, okay, this is a damn joke. What the? You know, I looked at different countries to find out what's the requirements to become a citizen. I don't want to give up my U.S. citizenship, but I damn sure want an option to go someplace else.
Well, I mean,
because
that's the
good
thing
about
you. With your military background, you can actually another citizenship in another country.
Any U.S.
now,
citizen can. I looked it up. You don't have to be ex-military.
Well, okay. That's good. Now, me, okay, it might take a little bit more, but that display from both parties was nothing but a fucking joke. So, I agree that,
you know,
I'm
not
going to
sit here and, you know how some people, and I've looked at the different news stations and I saw the quote-unquote victory laps. Guess what? What fucking victory laps? Because what I saw, I'm like, can I go out there and do fucking Brewster's Millions? Maybe I need to do, you know what? This is going to sound so fucked up, but that motherfucking damn Kanye West birthday party shit is looking a whole lot better right now.
Yeah.
Just keeping it real. But
oh, I agree.
I'm going to bring Randy on, but I want to say something. As you guys hear us talking, as you hear, we disagree on the little thing that happened today. But the one thing I will tell you is that I have my ballot already for the election. And we get to choose how we're governed. So if you don't like what's going on, you have to vote. It doesn't mean that that person that you vote in is going to do everything you like. I didn't agree with everything that the last administration. As a matter of fact, there's not a single administration I've agreed with every fucking thing they did. Let's make that clear. But what I can tell you, while you're yelling about, if all y'all who yelling about the damn president and all this other shit, you better start looking at your fucking damn local prosecutor, your attorney generals, your secretaries of state, your governors. Because these motherfuckers are the ones who decide your life. Like, I looked on my ballot and I looked at the judges, and I'm going to give you guys an example. On my ballot, it said vote for no more than 15 judges. Well, guess what? It was only 15 judges on there. Does that mean I vote for every single one of them? No. It means what I do is I take my fucking time and I do my research and I say, what's up with these motherfuckers? Who is it? Well, guess what? I didn't vote for all fucking 15 judges because guess what? Some of them was appointed by governors that I did not like. I've looked at their records. I don't agree with their records. I don't agree with the things they do. Just because it says vote for no more than this, I mean you got to vote for all of them. And I want people to understand, just because you see 15 names and say vote for no more than 15, it says vote for no more than two, vote for no more than this, you don't have to do just, if it's that many people, you don't have to vote for all those people. Because guess what? If they don't get the votes, they ain't got the job. Period. They don't get the job by default just because. They have to be voted in.
Right.
And I understand that a lot of people don't understand. And this is why I do love early voting. Because even before we had early voting in Michigan, and I don't call it early voting because here in Michigan, we just have mail-in. But we have the option of mail-in. Our ballots are not opened up until 8 p.m. on the day of the election. And for people in Michigan, I want you to understand this. Even if you take your ballot and drop it off tomorrow, it's not going to be opened up until 8 p.m. on election day. The reason being is because the 8 p.m. is when the polls close in the state of Michigan. State of Michigan has already said, drop off your ballots, preferably at your city hall or wherever your voting place is. A lot of people all over the country are saying that. I live in a small city. I'm dropping mine off actually tomorrow. My parents have already dropped theirs off. My friends have been dropping theirs off. Now, I take it back. One of my friends, I got to get on her ass because she leaving hers on her damn dining room table. But she going to drop it off. she waited to the last minute back in August. I mean, I call her out. I call out my friends. But that's what I try to do, hold people accountable and hold people's feet to the fire. But don't just take the ballot and say, oh, well, they're going to get in anyway. Let me vote for all 15 of them or all 10 of them or all however many. And look at your proposals.
Right.
Every single city has different proposals. Read them. And right now there's a thing online called Ballotpedia. Ballotpedia is your information on most of the candidates in your area, on your particular election. Find out. And if they don't have, like, I looked at some of these judges, they so fucking bold, they're not even campaigning. You know, all they did was file the fucking paperwork to be on the damn ballot, and that's all they done did because they're like, oh, I'm good. I got this job. If you're not going to take the fucking time to campaign to get my fucking vote, why am I voting you in? You just want your name on the ballot. But you're not going to take the time or the resources to get up off your fucking ass and fight for my goddamn vote. Fuck you. If you don't walk, like today, I was watching that sorry-ass fucking damn Lions game. I'm not going to discuss it because I'm mad as hell. But while the game when the game was over, we went to the front door, and hanging on my door was a flyer from a woman who's running for judge. Well, in my opinion, she's late because I've already filled out my ballot, but we just got our ballots on Friday. But the fact that someone from her campaign took the time to put the stuff on my door on a Sunday, this is Ryan's territory, okay? You got your people out on Sunday doing shit, doing a fucking damn Lions game. I know everybody ain't a Lions fan, so I ain't mad at that, but I appreciate that extra step to say, hey, it's a Sunday. I'm going out here. I want these folks to know that I want their vote. I didn't get it through the mail. It was hung on my door. Mail ain't delivered on Sundays. And it had a little piece of peppermint in it. I ain't doing the peppermint because I ain't doing nobody's damn candy right now. I'm like the damn kids, you know, on Halloween. But thank you for, you know, it's going in the trash. You know, but the fact that this person took the time to put that out there. Well, lo and behold, I had already done my research and I was going to vote for this person anyway, but it just made me even appreciate it more. People, get out there and do your research on the people who are running. And for anybody who say, I don't have the internet, let me rephrase. Let me call you the fucking liar that you are, because if you got a fucking smartphone, and it ain't that many people with flip phones right now, okay? You might not have unlimited internet, but you have some type of internet access on your phone where you could do a little bit of research. Because if you ask a fucking
right.
order from Amazon, and I'm talking about, and I'm not talking about people who are not internet. If you can order from fucking Amazon on your damn phone, you could do some research, okay? That's the way I feel. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm going to bring Randy in.
No, you're right.
Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. And hey, Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. Oh, for your information, the president you're talking about is Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
There you go. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, he's the only 3-4-term president, and it hasn't been one since then. So.
Yep. And that's the thing. The Senate or the House voted after him. That no president will ever have more than 2 terms in office consecutively. And he was dying from a – help me out on that one, Randy.
I think it's sort of like a polio.
Yes, yes.
Polio
yes.
on his legs.
Yep. And if you look back, his last term – or 2, he would only be sitting and photographed or filmed in cars or anything.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, you see, he was president in 1932. At least he was walking. He was sort of walking then.
Yeah.
And, then
the start of World War II,
mm-hmm.
December 7th, 1941.
Yes.
He was still able to walk, and then I think from there on is when it started to set in to where the polio took over, to where he couldn't walk, stand, nothing. His mind was there,
right.
but not the body.
Right. Yeah,
now,
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, no, from what I heard today, from what they said, you got President Trump, then you got Vice President Pence,
mm-hmm.
then, unfortunately, third in line is Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, third in line,
and,
yes.
Right now, I'm sorry, but she is psychotic and crazy. Oh, my. Sorry.
Oh, you guys were talking about that debate. I saw that debate. Well, at least, that was a real crazy debate. I've seen a lot of debates.
It was a joke.
I see a lot of debates in my lifetime. From when I was a kid, when I used to hate to watch these things, because your parents make you watch it.
Yes, but that debate last week was a joke.
Yeah, it certainly was.
On both parts.
All it is hollering and screaming, and Chris Wallace is not doing his thing.
Right.
He just sitting like a dumbass.
He tried, but it was nothing but a joke, a fluke, and just, oh, my God. That is the first time I've been embarrassed on the candidate, president, everything, because of how all that went down. I was like, oh, where are you from? Iceland?
And then right now, because of that, the committee who does these do the debates, they're going to change the rules a little bit. But I don't think change the rules a little bit, like cutting the mic off.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, set down the mic, the whole nine, which, okay, I agree. Do that.
Yeah, we don't need to be shouting, yelling, shouting for 90 minutes.
No.
Well, normally, the whole thing, like, we already know, normally debates don't go that way. Normally debates, you can have a disagreement, but you don't need to have a fucking shit show. But you should be talking about what the fuck you're damn, what are you going to do in the next 4 years? What are you going to do? I didn't hear shit. Like I said, I wanted to learn something because I have my own issues of things that I want to know what's going on. I didn't learn shit. What I learned was that what I learned on Tuesday was that on Wednesday morning I got up and I started looking for fucking dual citizenship countries. I looked at Canada, but I'm not a big fan of Canada, even though I live close to it. I literally started looking at other countries that I could become a citizen of. The Bahamas is looking pretty good right now. Jamaica, you know, I'm even looking at some of the African countries, but I'm really not a big fan of the heat, just so everybody understands. You know, I'm not that, you know, I like the warmth, but it's a, depending on the country, I could possibly be, end up in a civil war. I'm not going to South Africa because they still, you know, they're too young for me coming out of apartheid. You know, I ain't really, I already go through that shit here. I don't need to go to another country to go through that shit. But I'm telling you that Switzerland is looking pretty good. The Scandinavian countries are looking pretty good right now. So I have done some research, and I have just come to the conclusion that I want my options now. You know, I want the option to be able to say, let me hop on a flight if I got the money and get the fuck up out of Dodge. Because Lord knows that
Now,
this shit ain't
kidding. I would agree with you, Miss V, that Scandinavian countries, the Swiss, I mean, it's like, okay, I can do that.
I just want to have my options out there. I mean, I ain't going to lie. I need some options right now. And, I need some options.
I mean, the world is laughing at us right now.
Sure, we laughing at us, okay?
The world is laughing. I mean, the parts of the world are doing much better of curving the virus than the United States of America.
But this ain't just about the virus. This is not just about the virus. This is about we're in an election year, and people don't know how to act. I mean, I would love to blame it strictly on the virus, but this is not. This is about, first of all, this is about racism. This is about police brutality. This is about a whole lot of stuff. The virus is one part of the other problems that we currently have. Racism has always been there. Sometimes we have thought that it's gotten better. But this time, these past 4 years, because we have a commander-in-chief who pretty much is condoning it, anytime you go after a congresswoman the day after you have a debate and say she's trying to tell us what to do to our country, she's a naturalized citizen and she got voted in. It's her country too. And I took big offense to that because last time I checked, the only damn true U.S. citizens are the Native Americans. So who the fuck are any of us to call somebody a goddamn immigrant and tell them what they can't say or what they shouldn't say about quote-unquote our country? When we took the fucking, well, not we, because my damn ancestors was brought here on a motherfucking damn boat. But when you have a fucking damn country that was built on taking from other people, and let's just keep some shit real. While you're talking about disenfranchising convicted felons, Didn't this country start out as motherfucking felons because they didn't want to deal with the shit in Europe? You know, I just love how they talk about we don't want to hear about this history. Well, guess what? White history ain't that damn pretty either. Because when you actually look at the real history of how the United States was created, you got the fucking damn rejects. It's not like this was the cream of the crop from motherfucking England that came over. These were the motherfucking rejects. Let's keep it real. And Columbus thought that he was fucking in India. His dumb ass came to the other side of the fucking world because this ain't nowhere near goddamn India. That's why he called the Native Americans Indians, because he thought he was in fucking India. So he got thrown all off because, so you might as well look at, he was a horrible goddamn navigator. So, you know, how the fuck he ended up on the other side of the goddamn world, you know, they might want to check out his navigation skills. And then let's talk about the damn tribes and understand how white people didn't even know what slavery was. Black people introduced white people to slavery because we were already taking slaves. But they were more indentured services because when one tribe would beat another tribe, they come work for them. But that's a big difference than forcing people to come to another fucking country and killing them if they run away because you want to fucking make money.
Yep. Now you got.
But we want to talk about somebody coming in from another country and talking about you gonna let her. First of all, this woman was elected in office. She was elected in office. She didn't just say, "Oh, I'm gonna." She didn't come in and say, "Guess what? I'm gonna be your congressperson." No, she got elected by the people of that state. So who the fuck are you to go in there and say she telling you what to do in y'all country? Who the hell is she?
That's
the most motherfucking racist shit that could have been said. That was a racist ass fucking remark. Because who the fuck are you to go into somebody's state and tell them about their congressperson that they elected? If you don't like who you elected, elect fucking vote their ass out. Because, see, I'm trying to give a goddamn eviction notice in November. I've already told everybody, you know, I want to give that damn, what is it, 120-day notice to quit that they give the folks when they get evicted. That's what I want to be giving in November because, see, it's a whole lot of motherfuckers I want voted out of office. And I could tell that apparently my money is doing something because I keep getting motherfucking damn text messages. Hey, we know that you gave this much money. Can you give some more? I was like, damn, did fucking somebody get my damn ATM card? You know, I gave once because I felt strongly for a cause, but now everybody want my motherfucking money. I can't be Captain fucking Save a Goddamn Hope. But I do, you know, we have a problem with racism. So what's on the ballot is civil rights. I'm tired of hearing people say, get rid of the police. Nobody is talking about getting rid of the police. They're talking about redistribution of funds and how to handle the police. Because I'm not saying get rid of the, you know, when people say defund the police, they have to understand what they're saying. And I think that people don't understand, again, this goes back to people just fucking protesting the protests and not understand what they're saying.
Right.
I am for reorganization. I'm not going to say defund the police because I do want the police to show up. And when Camden, New Jersey is an example of a city that went and pretty much cleared out their entire police department and started from scratch. That's what defund the police means. It means go and look at what's fucking wrong and do it right. I don't think that Detroit has the best police department, but I can tell you it's a whole lot better than it was in the fucking 70s and 80s. We no longer have cops who have nicknames like Starsky and Hutch. And we no longer have the old Big Four. Here in Michigan, here in Detroit, if you saw the unmarked car come down your street, the big Crown Victoria, y'all know which one, the Big Four. You know, if you saw that come down the street, when you saw that come down the street, it's always four officers, and the nickname they had was the Big Four. You knew when they came, they was kicking some ass. I haven't seen the Big Four in years, even though we still joke about the Big Four. The Big Four no longer exists. They're not riding four deep to go fuck nobody up here in Michigan no more. You know, so there are things that people out there saying. The Breonna Taylor case, I do not agree with what happened. And them fucking damn tapes that were released, that was more of a joke. But these are, this is why when people, when you don't like what's going on, get your ass out there and vote. It's okay to protest. I'm not against protesting. But protesting on change shit if your ass don't get out there and fucking vote. You can protest all fucking day. But if you don't take your ass to the motherfucking ballot, I mean to the polling place and vote, when they say vote like your life depends on it, black people, I want you to understand, and I'm talking directly to black people right now, we ain't always had the right to vote. 1965 was the first time that black people had the full right to vote. So, we're talking about less than 60 fucking years. So, when your black ass ain't out there voting and you're bitching about shit, you part of the problem and not part of the solution.
Bingo. I
yes.
agree.
Women, white women, I want y'all to listen. Because y'all ain't had that long to vote either. Y'all barely, y'all ain't got 100 years in yet. Come on.
Yeah, women had the right to vote in 1920. I mean, that's 100 years for women.
So, but they just got 100. Therefore, and it's only white women. It wasn't all women. White women, let's make it clear. White women. Because black women still couldn't vote.
Yep.
Black women still cannot vote, along with black men.
Not until the 60s.
So, when you don't vote, you're part of the problem, not the solution. Protesting is okay. But if you don't fucking take your ass to the polling place, that's all you doing is protesting. Because I can tell you that come November 5th, the day after Election Day, I'm not going to, there's probably going to be a lot of things I'm not going to like. But what I can tell you is that I will know that I have done my right to vote because I'm voting. I'm not taking it for granted. I'm not thinking that the shit ain't out there. I'm letting my voice fucking be heard. You know why? Because there were people who fought for me to get this right. It wasn't written into the goddamn Constitution. There had to be a goddamn amendment. The Voting Rights Act. The fact that my voting is not something that was given to me. It has to be fought for. Oh, yeah, I'm making my voice heard.
Mm-hmm.
And for damn sure, when I wake up and I don't like the results, I'm going to be able to live with them and not like them. Okay?
Yeah,
but I don't want to hear shit from people.
Just like 4 years ago when Trump and all his cronies got into office.
But again, I'm going to be able to wake up and not like it, but say at least I didn't do it. I will give you an example. Kwame Kilpatrick, the mayor of Detroit that's now in prison, I voted for him his first term. To this very fucking day, I regret that goddamn vote. But guess what? He got a second term, but he did not get a second term because of my vote. He got a second term from the fucking damn old black folks' vote.
Right.
But he didn't get it for me. Because I didn't vote his ass back in. And I told him to his face. Because his children went to the same school as my children. And I looked at him and I said, you are a waste of a motherfucking vote. I regret the day I did it. Everybody don't get the opportunity to tell the person they voted for that, especially when you're talking about a mayor. But I had the opportunity. And I'm that minority that is glad that he's still in prison. I am that minority that thinks that he got what he deserves. I am that minority that says he should stay there. Because I'm that minority who looked at their fucking high-ass property taxes and all the other shit that we didn't have and suffered. I am that minority who did not like being called y'all's boy. I don't use slang. Not like that. And I'm not going to have a politician's mother talk to me like that, and she's a politician. So there are things that I truly will tell you that when I voted, I know why I voted. And I know I'm in a minority. I've had people say, well, he got too much, and the white man. First of all, every city has a system. I won't say it because I really kind of like living, but there's a machine in the county that I live in. And his family was part of that machine, and there are rules that go with that damn machine. I just want everybody to understand that with that machine, if you don't follow the fucking rules, what the fuck? So you got what you were told the rules of when you got into politics. And if people think that politicians don't have rules, people get in office because you got people backing you and people want you there. And
yep.
It's just like when you get a job. Supervisors know what they got to do. And sometimes they got to do shit that they don't want to do because they boss said they got to do it, okay? That's the same way with politics. There are people who will help you get you an office, and there are things you're going to have to do. Some things you could say, fuck it, I'm here now. I do what the fuck I want to. And other things where you pay a price if you don't do what they asked you to do or told you to do. That's just how it goes. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. Guess what? Not my fault, but when you fucking damn, my property taxes went up, and I can tell you, even though I no longer live in the city of Detroit, when Mayor Duggan, the current mayor of Detroit, which I'm one of those people who hand wrote his name on the ballot to make sure that he got in. So if anybody wants to know, yes, I'm one of those people. I hand wrote his name in, a white man, because everybody's like, we don't want him. Okay, this was the time when I said, shit, he can't do no worse than what we got. Guess what? He did better. The property taxes in Detroit are going down. City services have improved. Fucking trash is picked up on time. The fucking street lights are on. And guess what? Houses are being torn down. Now, they still said we got the most fucking crime in the damn country. You know what? COVID-19 has caused a whole lot of people to act stupid, all right? It ain't just Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
The whole damn country. But I would tell people that anytime white people walk through your neighborhood, and no offense, Greg, but I know you live like in the country, so that's a difference. But anytime you live in an urban area, when you live in an urban area and that area has been predominantly African American, and you see white people walking freely and bravely running down the street, and not running because they ran up from somebody, but running because they fucking jogging, your city is changing. The city of Detroit is changing. I went
yep.
to where my daughter lives at in Detroit, and I said, damn, that was a white man, and he didn't look like he was a crack addict, okay? He looked like a real white man. So she said, yeah, Mom, they're back over here. I was like, oh, shit, they're coming back. Now, where I lived at, I lived in a mixed neighborhood because I lived in an upscale neighborhood in Detroit. The upscale neighborhoods in Detroit have always had white people. But the regular neighborhoods, you know, where the regular folks live, they had white folks, but it was like far few, and you really didn't see them. Because it was like, hey, I got to live here, but you know what? I can't afford to get that house in the burbs, but I'm just going to mind my own business. Maybe they won't mess with me. Nah. Anytime you see white folks running up and down the street and shit, and they running because they actually jogging, yeah, things are changing. And I commend that on Mayor Duggan. I went to where my daughter lives that they have speed humps in the street. They never had fucking speed humps on that street. Guess what? Ain't nobody going more than 10 miles an hour down that damn street, and they got speed humps like every 10, I'll say about every 100 feet, there's a speed hump. And it stretches like 2 or 3 blocks. These are the things I commend. Ain't no other mayor in Detroit did that since I was alive. But guess what? I voted in the mayor that they currently got, even though this last term, since I'm no longer a resident of that city, I couldn't vote. But I can tell you, I take good pride knowing that I voted him in. And if it weren't for the fact that the city wasn't changing quick enough, I probably would have stayed in the city. I ain't gonna lie. It's just that where I was at, while the rest of the city was going up, my area was going down, and I ain't playing that shit, because, see, I'd be had to kill somebody, and then I wouldn't be having a conversation with y'all. I'd be in prison right now, because motherfuckers don't know how to respect people. I'm just going to keep it real, because some people, and black people, learn how to respect your neighbors. The reason why people flee the urban areas for the suburbs is because when you have neighbors that don't respect you, and when I say don't respect you, don't think because somebody got a better job than you that you need to go take their shit. Because what you're doing is chasing those people who make more money away and making it make your neighborhood look bad. I'm just going to keep it real. That's what you're doing. Because a person like me, I would have rather, I never thought that I would not live in the city of Detroit when I came back to Michigan, other than when I went to college. I never thought that. But instead, I got chased out of the city by people who were so busy being jealous of what I was making and how I was living. Now, remember, I'm not rich, but because instead of saying, hey, this person's doing this, you still want to live like a motherfucking dump and a pig and be loud and disrespectful? Come on, nobody want to live around that shit. I live out here in the fucking suburbs, and I don't hear all that shit.
Right.
So when you talk about people in the suburbs doing shit to the city, if you want to live nice, don't fucking act like a fucking damn animal. That's why they call people animal. You know, people got jobs to go to. I'm sure that there are quite a few people who are still not working because of COVID-19. Does that mean that you should be partying and acting stupid? No, it means that you should respect it. But I couldn't live in the city because I'm sure my neighbors would be watching when I left my damn house. I know they would, because they was doing it when there was no COVID-19. Guess what? My neighbors out here, I probably know more about my neighbors than they know about me out here, okay? And that's only because I'm home and I see things that are going on. But I don't do it to break in. I do it because people call me neighborhood watch. They're like, okay, what's going on?
Yeah. And I would actually agree with Miss B on that because of some of the stuff that she has actually told me. And it's like, holy shit. That's jacked up now. But I'm not going to say what she has told me.
Yeah, you know, and that's the whole thing. So while people are yelling about people fleeing the city and moving to the suburbs, how about you act like you're in the suburbs when you're in the city? One of the news broadcasters lives in Detroit, and she's on Channel 4. If anybody wants to know, there's a story they did about it. People still are showing up her fucking porch. I have friends who have stuff delivered to my home because they still shut off the porch. They do it all season, but for some reason, in Detroit, they fucking do it more. I just think I'm tired. But people go and vote.
Right.
Like I said, read your ballot. See who you're voting for. Go on the internet. And like I said, Ballotpedia is independent. You know, so when I'm saying this, I'm not pushing for some political stance. It's called Ballotpedia. And they give you the information on the candidates. Or lack of. You know, either they got information or they don't have any. But these are nonprofits that get this information on these candidates. And that's how I found out one candidate that was running for judge was appointed by a governor that I didn't respect. And guess what? On top of that, I started looking at their record and I'm like, ooh, I can't do this. I started looking at the news articles about these different judges and how they're convicted people. Those are the things I found out. And I'm like, oh, I don't like this. Nope, nope, nope. So guess what? Out of that 15, I think I'm only voting for 7. But I'm doing my research out. Does that mean that everybody else is going to do it? Probably not. But at least I can say you didn't get my fucking vote, okay? And I think that when you come down to judges and stuff, I think that if you've been a judge for more than 20 goddamn years, you need to go sit somewhere, because I do think there needs to be a change in the guard, even in Congress. Just like that, you can't have a president for more than two terms. I think that you shouldn't do more than four terms in Congress. And I mean the Senate and the House of Representatives. That's the way I feel, because I think that when you get after a certain age, you know, either you do a term limit or an age limit. You can't have, you know, I guess you can have both, but even with the Supreme Court, I think that even as much as I love RBG, you know, I think that once you turn 80, you should be gone. Okay? I'm just keeping it real.
I agree.
I think that there should be an age limit, because, like, I'm 52. I don't think that when I turn 75, I should be making decisions for some 20-year-olds. I just don't. I don't think that my mindset is going to allow me to say I know what's right for a 20-year-old. And that's the way I look at it. And I want people to look at that and understand that I'm not sitting here saying that everybody needs to go, but I think that once you hit 75, 80, how about you enjoy your retirement? Go and enjoy life. Go hop on a cruise ship. Go get an RV and travel around the country. Go do some other things. Pass the torch on to somebody. I would rather see a person leave gracefully, like when John Mingo left office in Michigan, his wife took over. When Carl Levin, I like to see people step down versus dying. That's the best way to put it.
I think that
if you step down and endorse somebody, people are going to respect it more. That's just my opinion. I understand why Supreme Court justice is for life, but I don't think you should be dying in office. I just don't. I mean, look, the Pope set precedent. We have two living popes right now. Guess what? I like the fact that the Pope that's no longer the Pope came out and said, hey, I'm tired of being Pope. Let's get a new Pope now. And I'm sure that this Pope, when he feels that he's too old to be Pope, that he'll do it, because guess what? The day, what is it, like almost a month or so of mourning, because you got to fly all these popes, these bishops there from around the world to vote for a new Pope. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's a big thing for the Catholic Church. I'm just saying, you know, shit. What the hell do I know? But we done went over our hour, and I ain't ready to take this since no fucking 2 hours. Not doing it. But I done had my say. I'm sure that I don't think I said anything to get the Secret Service after me. I hope not.
Yeah.
I'll call
now. Nah, I think we're all good tonight.
Yeah.
Randy, I did share one of your posts on Facebook.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love that movie.
Well, I did anybody who saw my post today, I did post one thing. I posted my Spike Strawberry Lemonade. Detroit Lions, they have a home game. And this is the only thing I'm going to say. When Detroit Lions have a home game, they put out what normally the drink would be at the game that we could buy. So I've been, they say post the drink when you make it. Thank God that I was at home, because I was able to take a goodie powder, because I felt the headache starting to come on. I followed the direction. I had three drinks. So having the three drinks, and I made them at home, they were good. Even my daughter liked it. So, you know, I'm not going to discuss that fucking game. I expected to lose. I just didn't expect it to look like a jackass the first 5 minutes. But everybody have a great week. We will be back next week. I'm actually looking, you know, we I can't believe we're a month away from Thanksgiving. So, and 2 months away from my Christmas break.
Yeah.
But it seemed like we just came back, you know, and I'm like, damn, I got to look at, you know, that Thanksgiving weekend, and I got to look at that break. So I'll be, you know, when we hit November, I'll talk about when our breaks are going to come up, you know, because naturally we're going to take the 2 weeks off in December like we always do. But I'm like, damn. But it's still a ways away because I don't know about y'all, but this year seemed – COVID-19 made shit go real slow. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything
very
went slow.
So
I don't want nobody to think that I think shit that went fast. This shit that went slow. And the sooner this is one of those damn years that when it ends, I'm gonna be like, hey, goodbye. Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
That's
na,
like
na,
the theme song.
Na, hey,
that should be the theme
goodbye.
Song.
Goodbye.
That should be the theme song
hell
for
yeah.
2020, for the end of 2020.
That's what I'm going to be doing at the end of 2020. I kid you not. That's what I'm going to be doing at the end of 2020.
That ain't no
I don't
want to
hear, what's that song they normally play on New Year's Eve? On New Year's Eve,
yeah.
I want to hear na 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, goodbye. That's what I want to hear for 2020.
I mean, that's why,
you know,
here in November, instead of turning the clock back, let's fast forward about 3 months.
Again, na 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 na. That's how I feel about 2020.
Hell
you
yeah.
know, I'm good. 2020 has been a fucking year. So have a great night, everybody. We're going to end on this laughing, though, because I think that was a good way to end. Have a great week. Oh, wrong song. We don't want to do that. Okay, no. We almost did some sex shooter. I don't think we wanted to do that. That's 7 minutes. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye.
Good night.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.